Welcome to our fourth Sunday of Easter Worship podcast of Holy Cross Lutheran Church of Austin in our Savior's Lutheran Church of Prowsel, Minnesota. May 8, 2022, this is Pastor Olana. Many people in the world are deaf to God's presence and certainly to His Word. Some people refuse to believe when they physically meet Jesus. And as in today's Gospel, Paul had to warn church leaders that opposition might even come from within, from the walls and ships closing. But by the grace of God and Scripture, we hear our God's Shepherd speaking to us about His grace and mercy. John's vision of the Lamb's eternal victory let us hear the eternal praise of saints and angels in heaven. Today is an opportunity to tell one another in word and song about our faith, asking our brothers and sisters if they also hearing all the good news about our Shepherd. We live to ask our friends and neighbors the same question. What joy when they may say with us, "The Lord is my Shepherd too." May the gracious Lord bless you this morning as you worship with us. I invite you for the confession of our sins and absolution. The scripture assures us that if we confess our sins, God is faithful and just and will forgive our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. Let us confess our sins. Eternal God, we confess that we have tried to hide from you, for we have done wrong. We have lived for ourselves. We have refused to forgive, love, bear the trouble of others, and have turned away from our neighbors. We have ignored the pain of the world and passed by the hungry, the poor, and the burdened. O God, in your mercy, forgive our sin and free us from selfishness, that we may choose your will and obey your commandments. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord. Amen. In the mercy of Almighty God, Jesus Christ was given to die for us. And for his sake, God forgives all our sins. To those who believe in Jesus Christ, he gives the power to become the children of God and bestow on them the Holy Spirit. May the Lord, who has begun this good work in us, bring it to completion in the days of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Let us pray. Almighty God, merciful Father, since you have wakened from days the shepherd of your sheep, grant us your Holy Spirit, that when we hear the voice of our shepherd, we may know him who calls us each by name, and follow where he leads. Through the same Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God and now forever. Amen. The first reading for this Sunday is taken from the book of Acts, chapter 20, verse 17 through 35. Now from Miletus, Paul sent to Ephesus and called the elders of the church to come to him. And when they came to him, he said to them, "You yourself know that I lived among you with the whole time from the first day that I set foot in Asia, serving the Lord with all humility and with tears and with trials, and that happened to me through the plot of the Jews. How I did not shrink from declaring to you anything that was profitable, and teaching in public and from the house to house, testifying both to Jews and Greeks of repentance toward God and of faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. And now, behold, I am going to Jerusalem, constrained by the Spirit, not knowing what will happen to me there, except that the Holy Spirit testify to me in every city that imprisonment and affliction awaits me. But I do not account my life of any value, nor as precious to myself, if only I may finish my course and the ministry that I received from the Lord Jesus, to testify the gospel of grace of God. And now, behold, I know that none of you among whom I have gone about proclaiming the kingdom will see my face again. Therefore, I testify to you this day that I am innocent of the blood of all, for I did not shrink from declaring to you the whole counsel of God. Pay careful attention to yourself and to all the flock, in which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers, to care for the church of God, which you obtained with his own blood. I know that after my departure, fierce wolves will come in among you, not sparing the flock. And from among your own selves will arise men speaking twisted things, to draw away the disciples after them. Therefore be alert, remembering that of 3 years I did not cease night or day to admonish everyone with tears. And now I command you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and give you inheritance among all those who are sanctified. I coveted no one's silver or gold apparel. You yourself know that these hands ministered to my necessities and to those who were with me. In all things I have shown you that by working hard in this way we must help the weak and remember the word of the Lord Jesus, how he himself said, "It is more blessed to give than to receive." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks to be God. Our second reading, the epistle, is taken from the Revelation chapter 7, verse 9 through 17. After this I looked, and behold, a great multitude that no one could number, from every nation, from every tribe and peoples and language, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed in white robes with palm branches in their hands, and crying out with a loud voice, "Salvation belongs to our God, who sits on the throne, and to the Lamb." And all angels were standing around the throne and around the elders and the four living creatures. They fell on their face before the throne and worshipped God, saying, "Amen. Blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and mighty be to our God forever and ever. Amen. Then one of the elders addressed me, saying, Who are these clothed in white robes? And from where have they come? I said to him, Sir, you know. And he said to me, These are the ones coming out of great tribulation. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore, they are before the throne of God and serve him day and night in his temple. And he who sits on the throne will shelter them with his presence. They shall hunger no more, neither thirst any more. The sun shall not strike them, nor any scorch it. For the Lamb in the midst of the throne will be their shepherd, and he will guide them to spring of living water. And God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks to be God. The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 10th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. At the time the feast of dedication took place at Jerusalem, it was winter and Jesus walking in the temple and the colonnade of Solomon. So the Jews gathered around him said to him, How long will you keep us in suspense? If you are the Christ, tell us plainly. Jesus answered them, I told you, and you do not believe. The work that I do in my Father's name bear witness about me. But you do not believe because you are not among my sheep. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they will never perish, and no one will snatch them out of my hand. My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all, and no one is able to snatch them out of my Father's hand. And I and the Father are one. This is the Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ.
A blessed day to you. This is Pastor Stolman with a Bible study of the Epistle lesson for the fourth Sunday of Easter. First, we begin with prayer. Almighty God, Heavenly Father, During this season of Easter, we thankfully acknowledge the blessings we receive through your Son's resurrection. We ask now for your blessing on our hearts and ears, so that the good news of our resurrection and the hope it brings us may move us to lives of grateful obedience. In Jesus' name we ask for the Spirit's guidance. Amen. During these Sundays of Easter, you've probably noticed that the epistle readings are from the book of Revelation. Even though there have been many studies of Revelation, there are still many things that remain a mystery in this book of the Bible. Mysteries because their meaning has not yet been revealed. This book is especially, though, a source of comfort and encouragement for those under persecution, so that as they came through the terrible times, God was assuring them through the strong pictures and messages of this book that he was still in charge and that he would take care of his persecuted people. But there are also messages for us present Christians in America. Even though we may not be under outward persecution like being jailed or put to death, we are persecuted spiritually by the devil and his evil angels in subtle ways. We also need messages then of encouragement, and the text before us today is another one of those messages. Before we read the text, it might be meaningful to hear a summary of what has happened in the vision we began last Sunday called The Vision of the Seven Seals. We saw last Sunday that the only one capable of opening the seven seals of the scroll is the Lamb, whom John the Baptist called the Lamb of God, who died and rose from the dead, in other words, our Savior and Lord Jesus Christ. He has now opened six of the seven seals. There's an interlude between the sixth and seventh seals, which is chapter 7 of the book of Revelation. In that interlude, we get a scene of the redeemed in heaven. We look forward to that. The first half of chapter 7 describes all believers with numbers that are used symbolical throughout Scripture. Not a reference to members of actual Jewish tribes, but symbolic of all the faithful believers on earth. So the list of the 12 tribes does not agree with any listing used in the Old Testament. For example, Levi was not counted as a tribe, and Dan is omitted here. Everywhere in Revelation, 12 is the number associated with the church. 12 squared is 144. 1,000 is 10 cubed, a number for completeness. So now the last half of the chapter, our text for today, is also a scene of the believers in heaven. So we're ready to read our text, Revelation chapter 7, verses 9 through 17. John is speaking and says, "After this I looked, and behold, a great multitude, which no man could number, from every nation, from all tribes and peoples and tongues, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed in white robes, with palm branches in their hands, and crying out with a loud voice, 'Salvation belongs to our God who sits upon the throne, and to the Lamb.' And all the angels stood round the throne, and round the elders and the four living creatures, and they fell on their faces before the throne and worshipped God, saying, 'Amen. Blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God forever and ever. Amen.' Then one of the elders addressed me, saying, 'Who are these clothed in white robes, and whence have they come?' I said to him, 'Sir, you know.' And he said to me, 'These are they who have come out of the great tribulation. They've washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore they are before the throne of God and serve him day and night within his temple. And he who sits upon the throne will shelter them with his presence. They shall hunger no more, neither thirst any more. The sun shall not strike them, nor any scorching heat. For the Lamb in the midst of the throne will be their shepherd. And he will guide them to springs of living water, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes." This is the text. The Apostle John sees a multitude from all over the world, from all times. They were wearing white robes and were holding palm branches in their hands. The white robes show that they have been made righteous in the blood of the Lamb. The palm branches refer to the victory they share with Jesus Christ, who was the first to rise from the dead, and that's why he's called the first fruits of the dead by St. Paul in 1 Corinthians 15:20, where he writes, "But Christ has indeed been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who've fallen asleep thus far." One of the elders confirms that those wearing white robes have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Now that we know who they are, we're ready to ask where they are. Again, one of the elders answers, "They are before the throne of God and serve him day and night in his temple, and he who sits on the throne will spread his tent over them." In other words, they are God's in God's heavenly temple. All 16 references to the temple in the book of Revelation use the word that designates the inner shrine rather than the larger precincts. In other words, in the original tabernacle and tent, there were two rooms. And when the word temple is used in the book of Revelation, it's only referring to the Holy of Holies, the smallest of the rooms and the least accessible. It is the place where God's presence dwells. And then it says, he spreads his tent. The imagery would bring back memories of the tabernacle in the desert. You can check that by reading Leviticus 26, starting at verse 11. Now that we know who these people are and where they are, we find out what will happen in the eternal presence of God. The perfect bliss of the heavenly host is described in a series of 10 statements. The first three lines of this poem describe the blessedness of believers in the presence of God. Therefore they are before the throne of God and serve him day and night in his temple, and he who sits on the throne will spread his net over them. The next four lines show the freedom of God's people from the effects of sin. Never again will they hunger. Never again will they thirst. The sun will not beat upon them, nor any scorching heat. And then the last three lines of these 10 lines give the source of these believers' bliss in heaven. The Lord will shepherd them to the water of life. For the Lamb at the center of the throne will be their shepherd. He will lead them to springs of living water, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. Because of all the blessings all creation receives from God, God is worthy of praise, and so all the people say, "Salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb." The picture is of a series of great concentric circles of the inhabitants of heaven. On the outer ring stand all the angels. Nearer the throne are the 24 elders. Still nearer are the four living creatures, and before the throne itself are the white-robed martyrs. The martyrs have just sung their shout of praise to God, and the angels take that song of praise and make it their own when they say, "Amen. Praise and glory and wisdom and thanks and honor and power and strength be to our God forever and ever. Amen." There is no greater exercise in the life of devotion than to meditate on the praise of the angels and to appropriate to ourselves everything in that praise. Just a side note, that's why we sing the Sanctus when we attend the Holy Communion. The Sanctus being the song beginning, "Holy, holy, holy." The shout of the triumphant, faithful ascribes the salvation to God. It is God who has brought them through their trials and tribulations and distresses, and it is his glory which now they share. God is the great Savior, the great deliverer of his people, and the deliverance which he gives is not the deliverance of escape, but the deliverance of conquest. It is not a deliverance which saves a man from trouble, but one which brings him triumphantly through trouble. It does not make life easy, but it does make life great. It is not part of the Christian hope to look for a life in which a man is saved from all trouble and distress. The Christian hope is that a man in Christ can endure any kind of trouble and distress and remain erect through all of them and come out to glory on the other side. These last thoughts from William Barclay. Let us pray. O Holy Spirit, help us focus on the hope of being eternally in the blessed presence of God. Grant that our focus in life may not be hindered by the trials and troubles of life. Help us remain faithful to our Lord Jesus Christ, so that coming through the troubles and trials of life, we may join the hosts in heaven, singing praise to you and the Father and the Son, our God, now and forever. Amen.
Let us confess our confessions in the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead, and he ascended into heaven. And he sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free Spirit. Amen.
Let us close our service with thanksgiving. Praise be to you, O God the Father, who created all things by your power and wisdom, and did so love the world as to give your Son to be our Savior. Praise be to you, O God the Son, for you were made man like us in all things except sinning, and were put to death for our trespasses, and raised for our justification. Praise be to you, O God, the Holy Spirit, that you have led us into all truth, and you pour into our hearts the love of God. All praise and glory be to you, O God, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, forever and ever. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, and thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and glory, forever and ever. Amen. With this, we close our podcast for this Sunday. May the Heavenly Lord bless the rest of your days. Go in peace and serve the Lord.
sadness have no end. Alleluia, for to earth did Christ descend. Alleluia, on this day God gave us Christ his Son to save us. Christ his Son to save us. Prophesied in days of old, alleluia, God has sent him as foretold. Alleluia, on this day God gave us Christ his Son to save us. Christ his Son to save us. See the loveliest blooming rose, alleluia, from the branch of Jesse grows. Alleluia, on this day God gave us Christ his Son to save us. Christ his Son to save us. Into flesh is made.